The rising artists of Illinois have an abiding sense of humor and are not afraid to use it. That's in evidence in the latest show at the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington. From an embarrassing childhood incident to an exploration of unconventional materials, this triennial exhibition highlights how artists of the Prairie State push the boundaries of their art forms, sharing stories both playful and personal. GLT Arts correspondent Laura Kennedy has more.
The 2019 Emerging Illinois Artists Exhibition at the McLean County Arts Center is on view now through May 24th. It features wide-ranging works from 18 MFA artists from across the state. Arts Center curator Maggie Morton says their juror, Tempest Hazel, looked for a variety of mediums and work that's relevant to the current climate. Morton says a number of the works reflect the particular experiences of the artists, including an oil painting by Jenna Grottolution.
She is an artist studying at the Art Institute currently. You know, in talking to me about this work, she talked about her father, who has a condition that affects his vision. And so she paints spaces in sort of the way that she imagines him to see the world.
So we have a very sort of everyday scene here in what looks like perhaps a train station, and the figures that we see walking around look like Lucasfilm could have done the special effects on these guys. They're sort of melting upwards, or maybe they're in multiple effects. So she's giving us an eye view of what her father would experience.
Yeah, her work is very strong. She has a great use of color, and it's a very interesting perspective that she gives us here.
Right next to it, we have a very interesting sculpture that really caught my eye and really made me touch my hair, because I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, that's a sculpture with human hair coming out of it. Am I right in that?
Yes, you're correct. Yeah, this is a sculpture by Katie Nettie. It's actual human hair.
Is it her own hair?
That's a good question. I don't know. She didn't tell me that.
You know, looking around, I'm seeing a number of pieces here that seem to really embody humor. There's fun going on here, mm-hmm. which I find really interesting. Is that something indicative that you're seeing a lot from emerging artists, that they're willing to have fun with their work?
I think so, yeah. Younger artists these days are not taking themselves too seriously. You know, it's probably a reflection of the environment that they're growing up in or coming of age in. I think the internet is largely responsible for that sort of perspective, where nothing is really sacred or off limits, and there's room for humor and everything.
Well, speaking of off limits, but not really, let's walk over here to this piece against the wall that, as you approach it, you realize, oh, it's a pair of panties. And then as you get closer, you see what looks like yellow bits of ceramic hanging from the crotch. And mm-hmm. I believe this is called piss pants?
Piss pants, correct.
Who created this?
This is Sarah Kramer. She told me that this is about an experience she had as a child in Catholic church, where she was in line with other children to go up to the altar, and she wet her she wet her pants.
And so, years later, that becomes this work of art on the wall.
Exactly, yeah. So it's exactly what I was talking about. Nothing is really off limits or too sacred to be, you know, talked about.
But she's not selling it. This work is not for sale, mm-hmm. but a lot of the other works here are for sale.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were a beginning art collector, would this be a good place to start to get in on the beginning of an artist's career when they're affordable?
Yeah, definitely. It's an opportunity for collectors or people who are interested in art to, yeah, sort of find artists who maybe haven't been discovered yet by the larger public and connect with them and maybe watch their career and potentially, you know, foster them by buying their work.
Well, when I walked in, I noticed this installation over here, a fabric installation, and I thought it was the ghost of Elizabeth I over here with this unbelievable cascade of material, mm-hmm. and this does look like actual freshwater pearls that are woven into the cowl that comes up behind
yeah.
it.
Yeah, this is Tracy Welling. So she makes wearable art. She also has a necklace on display that she created.
This is wearable? Would you dare?
I don't know. I think I'd be too worried about the delicate weaving.
I really like this sculpture here in the middle of the floor with pencils coming out of winding ceramic material,
mm-hmm.
and the pencils have had shadows cast for them.
Yes.
Tell me about this piece.
This is Christopher Jones, and these pencil. He tells me that these are represent piles of excrement.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is he making a statement on his own writing or his own creation?
Yeah. Again, it's just that humor coming into play.
I'm really curious. Has something here really sparked your imagination and made you think, you know what, we need to give this person a solo show?
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have a Best in Show award, and the winner of that award actually does get a solo show with us in 3 years. So Kathy Zhao, who's showing next door in the Armstrong Gallery, was the winner at our last Emerging Artists exhibition. So it really
That's
comes
nice,
full
the way
circle.
That worked out. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You have all these various works of art, and they run the gamut of ginormous ceramic installations and tiny paintings and jewelry and so forth. How do you curate something like that? How do you do the installation for something like this when everything has its own personality and its own mm-hmm. point of view?
Yeah.
And when you put something on the wall, you know, it sort of converses with what's nearby.
Yeah.
So how do you make those choices?
Absolutely. Yeah, well, when I install a show, I usually start with placing a few anchoring pieces that I know, you know, where I want them to be in the room. For example, that, you know, large dress really just seemed to be the place for it. So then I, you know, once I have those pieces set, I work out from there and try to make formal connections with maybe shape and color and also connections of content. And with, you know, work like this that, you know, so much of it is so playful, it makes it easier to do that and to have, you know, that opportunity to make those maybe more humorous connections.
They play well with others.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Maggie Morton, curator at the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington. The 2019 Emerging Illinois Artists Exhibition will be up through May 24th. I'm Laura Kennedy.
You can see a photo gallery from the exhibition at our website, wglt.org.